Yes, great to have the French Open tennis well and truly underway at Roland Garros, a week later than normal, although last year it's a lot earlier compared to that. But a name you'll very much remember here on RSN 927 from Melbourne Park, of course, the Aussie Open earlier this year was Mia Bloomer, and she joins us right now as well to chat all things French Open tennis. Thanks for joining us there, Mia.
No worries. It's lovely to be back and chatting tennis with you.
Absolutely, and time flies, doesn't it? Hard to believe the Australian Open quite a few months ago now, but the French Open's upon us, which, as I said, is terrific to see. And a name very much hot on the lips of everyone once again is Naomi Osaka, but this time for a little bit of a different reason.
Yeah, she has come out and said that she won't be doing any press conferences at the French Open, which is something that I don't think anyone saw coming. So that's definitely been a hot topic.
What do you make of it all? Obviously, she got through today too, relatively unscathed in her first round encounter there against Patricia Maria Tigg there, 6-4, 7-6. So did an on-court interview, but obviously has copped quite a bit of backlash for her press conference stand. What do you make of it all, Miwa?
She has copped quite a bit of backlash. I think it's sad that she has received so much backlash, being that it would be something very difficult to come out and tell the world that, you know, you are struggling with mental health issues and you're doing it for mental health issues. And I think for that, she's very brave. I think she might have received a lot of backlash on the way that she went about it, announcing it through social media. But I really wish her all the best. She seems to be doing well. She chatted a little bit after the game today, but obviously wasn't as talkative as her usual self. And we won't get, I guess, as much understanding of the game out of her this French Open. But we'll see what happens next year.
Do you think, obviously some people have criticised maybe, given that a lot of the other slams, I think we were speaking earlier actually on RSN 927 with Dashing Darren Park from Channel 9, is it 53 matches, I think, Grand Slam matches she's won, 46 on the hard court, 7 on the grass or the clay. So some people may be questioning whether she might have done it at another slam as opposed to this one where they probably think she might bow out fairly early anyway. What do you make of it all?
I think that maybe comes in and plays into it, but obviously only Naomi knows that. But again, it would be difficult, and I have been in press conferences where, you know, players have really struggled to answer questions and it's been quite emotional. So it's not an easy task to face, you know, a lot of questions, especially when you've lost. I understand that it is a part of, you know, what being a professional athlete is like, but I think above all, mental health should be prioritized, and obviously only she knows what she's going through. So hopefully she finds a medium and is able to come out and speak to the press like we all love for her to do.
Very well said there, Miwa, the one and only Miwa Bloomer here on RSN 927 with the French Open well and truly underway. We'll get to the men very soon and quite a few of the other girls too. But just on Osaka there, as we said, a 6-4, 7-6 safe passage through against Patricia Maria Tigg in her first round encounter. It's a pretty tricky quarter of the draw, isn't it, though, for Osaka, given her probably lack of prowess a little bit on the red dirt. She's got Andreescu, Badosa Gilbert, who's been pretty impressive on the clay so far this season. Anisimova, who was a semi-finalist, I think, back in the day at the French Open, actually just a couple of years ago, I should say, when Ash Barty was triumphant in France. But Kudermatova as well. So it's not going to be an easy quarter at all there for Naomi.
It's definitely not, and I think everyone knows very well that clay isn't Naomi's favourite court. And when I listen to a lot of what people are, I guess, estimating or guessing about who will come first in this year's tournament, Naomi's name isn't up there like it would be, say, in the Australian Open. So we'll see how she goes, but obviously this isn't her strongest game.
Just with the odds too, $15 at tab.com.au, Naomi Osaka to go all the way at the French Open. Ahead of her in the market there, Miwa, Iga Swiatek, who was the reigning, of course, champion at the French Open and scintillating, of course, in doing so, and has been the last few weeks as well. She's the favourite. Barty and Sabalenka right up there as well. You'd think they're probably the big three to go all the way there on the women's side of things at Roland Garros this year.
Definitely. I think those three are the contenders. Again, as I said, Naomi's not in that, but I definitely think those three will end up, at least two of them will be the final. I hope Barty will go far. Obviously, she didn't play last year, so it'll be interesting to see. And I think if it was her and Iga, it would be a great game to watch.
And we mentioned Naomi quite a bit there, obviously. Miwa, of course, Nishikori in action, and he's been in pretty good form. Or we could almost call him a wily veteran these days.
Yeah, he has been in pretty good form, and he has, you know, spoken with a lot of confidence going into the French Open. Looking at the game right now, it's looking a little tighter than I expected, but hopefully we'll see him go through as well and see him do great things like we've seen in the past.
Now, of course, when we think of the French Open on the men's side of things, we always think of Rafael Nadal naturally, but probably a bit more intrigue surrounding this one, I think, because Novak Djokovic really pushed him the other week in Rome in the final, which you'd expect as well, but he played a couple of games the day before the Joker, so he really took it up to Nadal in that. Obviously, Nadal, the deserved favourite, but you've got Tsitsipas, who's really kicked on as well from that Australian Open campaign where he beat Nadal. You've got Zverev, who's defeated Nadal recently. Dominic Thiem struggling a little bit on the clay at the moment. We know he can find form on the red dirt as well. So it's really one to look forward to, maybe more than normal, the men's at the French Open.
Definitely. I think, you know, in previous years, Rafa was always just the assumed winner. Whereas this year, there's a little bit more, I guess, questioning about whether it will be him. I would love for it to be him. 14 would be an amazing number to see up there. But I think, as you said, other players like Tsitsipas are really finding their feet, especially on the clay court. So we might see an upset.
Absolutely. And Nadal and Djokovic in the same half of the draw really adds to the intrigue. So a real opening to make the final, at least for a Tsitsipas or a Zverev or a team, as we say there as well. But Federer finds himself in the same half too as Nadal and Djokovic. But obviously, probably more Wimbledon is where Roger will be thinking as he reaches very much the twilight of his career.
Everyone has their favourite courts to play on. And as you said, Wimbledon is his. I think Rafa and Djokovic would be the ones to look out for in this half. But as you said, the best players are in and competing, and it's definitely a tough competition, especially on the men's side of things.
And last but not least, do you still think Miwa, the one and only Miwa Bluma here on RSN 927, the French Open at Roland Garros, well and truly underway? You'd still have Nadal very much on top to go all the way on the men's side of things?
Look, I'm keeping optimistic. I'd love to see Rafa up there. So, yeah, I'm going to bet on him.
Beautiful stuff. Thanks again, Miwa, and look forward to chatting again soon. Enjoy the tennis.
Thanks very much. Bye.